Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tina Tucker singing Born Again, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Behind the Curtain, from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39.
For the very first time. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. Stand your ground today and say, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come against you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank God today. You know, with the blood of the Lamb of God, if you want to put the devil packing and running, bless God. I mean, bless God, he'll cut a hole in the pavement. When you start professing and proclaiming and declaring the blood of Jesus, the blood of the cross, the blood of the Savior, because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission, there's no forgiveness, there's no victory, there's no healing, there's nothing. But thanks be unto God. With His stripes, Isaiah said, with His stripes, church, come on, with His stripes, we're healed, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. With the blood of the Lamb. Man, I wish I could preach this morning. Not only with the blood of the Lamb, but also with the testimony, the word of your testimony today. Too many Christians are quiet. Too many Christians about, oh, you can make some noise in here. Better be making that same noise out there. Amen. You must start praising the Lord in all things and shouting hallelujah. The world says, what are you, a nut? Yeah, but I'm screwed on the right bolt. Oh, my Lord. Y'all going to get this in a minute. The blood of the Lamb and the testimony of the Word on your life. Do you know you are walking, talking, living Bible? Do you know today the power and the presence of God's Word today? You have put it in your heart, and then that heart today starts radiating the love and the power of God in your life. And the third thing today, the victory that will come from knowing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. I know some pretty influential people, but I tell you, there's none that's greater than Him. Amen. See, humans have limitations. I got a God that has not one limitation. Amen. So when you look behind the curtain, you will find four principles. You said, oh my God. Four principles, that's another 30 minutes. It might be. But I'm going to make it worth your while. Amen. I won't make it at all. These are the four principles that you've got to do consistently. They're there on the screen. One today, and I'll just give them to you in a bullet form. Every struggle you face is allowed by God for your ultimate good. Amen. The truth is the anchor that holds in the storm. The truth today is the wind that will fill your sails with hope. The truth today is the light that will guide you through light in a world that is filled with darkness. Second, struggles need not to steal your joy. They ever preach, I'm not as happy. I'm not talking about your happiness. Happiness is based upon a happening. Today, joy is all based on one, and that's Him. Amen. Trials will bring you to the power of God in your life. Did you realize that? And then today you can declare, as Nehemiah declared, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Third thing. I told you I'd be quick. God is never more present than when His children are suffering. See, we perceive, well, man, where did everybody go? Everybody checked out on me. I went through a trial, went through a problem, went through a trouble. And bless God, all my friends, where'd they go? They were your friends as long as, you know, you were doing their lifestyle, doing their thing. But boy, as soon as you took a stand for God and all of hell, the winds of hell start blowing against you, all of a sudden your friends, I mean, boom, gone. But let me tell you, there's a friend today that'll never fail you. And there's a friend today that's always there. God is a faithful friend that will sustain you and bring you through. And you know what? He will even give you the strength to face every storm that you go through, and He will get you through it. And number four, until you embrace your trial in unwavering submission to God, you will not reap the good. To resist God is to embrace failure. To resist God is to embrace failure. To submit to God is to embrace victory. So, you've got to gain the right view in your problems that you're going through. Many Christians assume their struggles are due to the influence and the things in the physical world in which we're living today. But you've got to look tonight, this morning, behind the curtain and of the physical existence and look into the realm of the spiritual. And know today that, listen, that in the middle of your mess, there is Jesus Christ who has already won the victory for you. He's already won the victory, friend. We are avoiding the cross We're not looking to the empty tomb. We're not seeking the occupied throne. We're just looking into what we're in and where we're at and what we're going through. We need to look to Jesus today, amen. For He's your only victory. And if you've got that victory today, that's the only victory you need, amen. He has never failed. He has never faltered. He will never let you down. He'll get you through what you're in, amen. That's the power of our God. Amen. Holy Ghost will break in a minute. Some of you might start jumping pews. I wish you would. Hallelujah. God wants to release some spiritual power on you today. That He is the one that's in the middle of whatever you're going through to bring you through whatever you're facing. The one that is holding you is bigger than the one that is against you today. But the devil, forget the devil. Tell the devil to go where he belongs. You know where that is? All right. Just want to make sure you knew. You're in the hands of Almighty, all-powerful God. And all the devil and his giants today, all they can do is make noise because Jesus won the victory at the cross. Amen. You can claim your authority in Jesus' name because you have been made more than a conqueror through Him that loved you. Amen. I could preach on this morning, but I'm going to close this service out. And friend, today, I want you to know today, I want you to look behind the curtain. Where's the curtain? You may not see it, but it's a curtain. Amen. Do you remember when Jesus died on the cross? The Scriptures tells us when He gave up the ghost, He said, "Father, into Thy hands I commend My spirit." The Bible says the veil of the temple was rent in twain. Where man could not go before, now you can go behind the curtain. Now you can come into the presence of a mighty God. And today His invitation is, "Come unto Me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest." Is that your need today? Would you bow your head, stand to your feet a moment? Pastor, I'm not saved. I don't know Jesus as my personal Savior. I'm not going to beat around the bush. We'll just get right straight to the point. You don't know Christ as your Savior today. You're lost. You're going to hell and you know it. Today, I'm not going to do anything to intimidate you, hurt you, or humiliate you. I'm going to pray for you. But if you don't know Him as your personal Savior today, would you slip your hand up right now and say, "Pray for me, Pastor Duff. Pray for me, Carlton. Remember me in your prayer." Anybody? Anybody lost in here today? I'm not putting you on the spot. Maybe I am. But I'd rather put you on the spot for you to receive Christ than for you to die and try. And I try to butter it up and try to just ignore the fact that every person needs the Lord in their life. If you are lost today, you need to raise your hand right now. I need God's salvation. Pray for me, preacher. Pray for me. Are you lost today? Raise your hand. Are you lost? Raise your hand. But how about you that are Christians today? Are you in a struggle? I'm not asking you to show your hands. But I'm going to pray right now. For see, Jesus says, "Come." You can stay where you are like you are and what you're in. Or you can come today and get the victory that He's got for you. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray the Spirit of God will start to move. People will start coming as the music starts to play. For in God we have our hope today. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And that we've got victory in Jesus today. Father, would You move our hearts and our lives to You today? Help us, Lord, to come. Help us to come right now. Come on, He's got a victory for you today. You're going to stay in defeat? Is that what you've chosen? That's not God's plan for your life.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.